Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hello, and welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I'm Kate Spencer.
And I'm Dori Shafrir.
And as we always say, we're not experts.
No, we're not. We are two friends who like to talk a lot about serums.
We really do. And we like to do it on this, a mini episode, which is where we hear from you. We share your comments and your thoughts, and we answer your questions to the best of our ability.
And please do remember, we are not experts. We're just podcast hosts. And we do always encourage you to seek support first and foremost from a medical and or mental health professional as needed.
And if you would like to reach us, you can call or text us. By call, I mean leave us a voicemail at 781-591-0390. And you can email or send us a voice memo at forever35podcast@gmail.com.
You can visit our website, forever35podcast.com, for links to everything we mentioned on the show. There are various places on social media where you can connect with other listeners, including the Forever 35 Facebook group at facebook.com/group/forever35podcast. And we have an Instagram at Forever 35 Podcast, where Kate is making reels of herself washing her face. We have a Twitter that we do not update very regularly, but you're welcome to follow us there at Forever 35 Pod. And there is a Forever 35 Reddit subreddit at reddit.com/r/Forever35 that people are chatting on.
We're also offering office hours. There is going to be a form in our show notes if you would like to submit. That is where we take a couple hours of our month and sit down with listeners to chat about podcasting. So if you have questions, if you want to learn how to make a podcast, if you already have a podcast, if you want, you're curious about production, anything, we'll do our best to answer your questions in a half an hour.
Yeah. And just a reminder to sign up for office hours, you must submit the form. Do not email us about office hours. It will not get scheduled if you do it that way. You have to submit through the form. So please do that.
Dori, talk to me about some of these feelings you're having about aging. What's going on over there?
You know, I'm just wondering, like, does anyone else feel like they have just aged 10 years in the last year? I put that out to the audience. I mean, for a while in Quar, I was like, ooh, look, my hair is growing because, like, I'm not blow drying it as much and I'm just like letting it be. And look, oh, my skin, I'm not wearing makeup, you know. And as we've discussed, we have had the great privilege of being able to stay at home. So I haven't had to put on makeup and I don't wear a mask like 14 hours a day. I wear a mask when I leave the house, which is not very often. So, you know, I don't have like mask knee or mask issues. So I've had this like, you know, makeup free skin. And for a while I was like, ooh, this is so great. But now I just feel like I look tired and sad all the time. Haggard, if you will. So, you know, I am willing to entertain the idea that possibly some of this is all in my head. And it's just my own ennui, if you will, at the whole situation that I feel is manifesting itself on my face, which I'm willing to, you know, admit that that is a distinct possibility. But That said, I would like to figure out something I can do to just kind of rectify it, even if it is just psychological. So does this mean I put on makeup every day? Like, would that make me feel better? I don't know. And I also should say, you know, I think we've said on this podcast a lot, like, aging is a privilege, aging is not bad, et cetera, et cetera. But I do always think about that one email we got where someone was like, hey, you know what? It is disconcerting to look in the mirror and like see your face changing and feel like you are decaying, you know? So that is kind of where I'm at right now.
Yes. I think both things can be true, right? Like, I actually love the process of aging. And I think you and I both have gratitude that we get to do it. But I think we also agree with what that listener wrote in and said.
Totally.
Where you're like, what are these jowls?
Yeah.
I have jowls? Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know.
I had one of my best friends texted me recently and was expressing very similar things, this kind of feeling of like, I don't even really know who I am or know myself anymore. And I'm hearing you talk and I'm thinking about when I was doing hospice, when my mom had cancer, she died. I think many listeners know this. And I was so haggard. Like I was in crisis mode or survival mode. And I kind of feel like that's what we're in right now. And I wonder if that's fueling this feeling of like, I don't even know what's like, we're operating on this heightened level.
Yeah.
So we're tired, we're tense, we're stressed. Our routines are for many of us, again, as Dory said, not all of us, but for many of us, our routines are gone or changed drastically. And so these pieces of our identity or these parts of ourselves are gone or changed or different. And it also ties in with this like weird process of time that has gone on so slowly, but in the blink of an eye. And so it's so hard. I don't know. I've been feeling similarly, Dory, is all I can really, really say. I hear you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate being heard. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. You know, I did start using a new product yesterday that like briefly made me feel better, which is Kiehl's sent us this like a bunch of stuff, like some brightening stuff, I guess. One of which is this like 2-week brightening treatment called Clearly Corrective Accelerated Clarity Renewing Ampoules. It's a mouthful. Right. And it's these little, it's like single dose ampoules, little tiny little jars, and you're supposed to put one on every morning and every night, and it's basically like exfoliating. So it has activated C and a blend of glycolic, lactate, and phytic acid. So I don't know, twice a day might be too much. I might use it once a day, but I did put it on last night and this morning. And again, maybe it is just like the psychological benefit, but I did wake up this morning and feel like, ooh, I feel brighter.
Ooh, after one day.
It's obviously not worked after one day, but I think there was something about just the act of putting on this new thing and the hope of a new treatment, and especially something, it's funny, like something that promises to brighten. I think like psychologically that did have an impact on me because I have been feeling just so blah.
The word or the promise of like brightness?
Both. Just that like, oh, this will make your skin brighter.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, I finally picked up my new face, and we'll talk about this a little bit later on in the episode because a listener called in about it. But about like 2 weeks ago, I was like, I'm going to start using my new face microcurrent skin device every night. And then I do some Gua Sha after. And I don't know if anything is happening, but like the process feels like something. I don't know. It's the same thing where I was like, oh, this feels good. I think I look better.
Totally.
All right. But like, is it all in my brain because I'm just doing an action? Who knows?
Yep. 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 Exactly. Exactly.
Well, I think whatever it is that you are feeling is probably very relatable to a lot of us right now. You're definitely not alone.
I think so. I don't know. I don't hope that other people are feeling this way, but I wonder if other people are feeling this way.
Well, maybe someone will call or write in and tell us.
Yeah. Let's find out.
Let's find out. Please let us know. Are you in that space? That space of like of haggardness, even though like, yes, we're all about self-love.
Exactly. Kate, do you want to talk about your prod rec?
Okay, real quick, the Kate's haul from the one time she ordered things from Target continues. And also, I'm revealing how much shit I ordered from Target recently in this one order. So do you remember when I was targeted by an Instagram ad for a nail concealer and then I bought it and then it was nothing but like a shiny nail polish?
Yes, I
do. This was a few months
it.
Ago. We received a lot of listener comments about this, and a lot of people encouraged me to try Sally Hansen's nail corrector.
Okay.
Now I ask you this. Is Sally Hansen, was she a real person somewhere down the road? I wonder. Like, to me in my brain, Sally Hansen's kind of like Delilah. Do you know what I mean? Like somewhere there's a woman with like a really great 80s hairdo.
I think Sally Hansen is a real person.
Yep, she was. She was. Yeah, I Googled Sally Hansen. Who is she? She was a businesswoman, inventor, dancer, actress, and writer, and she founded Sally Hansen Nails. Okay, so she was real. She died in 1963.
Oh, wow.
RIP to you. Yeah, born in 1908, Dory.
Oh, so she died pretty young.
She did, but you know what? She's buried in the Hollywood Hills, so we could go find her, go pay homage to Sally Hansen.
We'd leave a bottle of nail polish at her grave.
Bring a bottle of this nail corrector.
Yeah.
So, hey, I like this stuff. I'm intrigued. It's not perfect, but what it claims to do is like smooth out your ridges. Like I have very thin nails with lots of ridges in them. And like I actually, from getting, you know, like gels and acrylics and everything else I've done to them, but also from like the way I bite them. And this stuff, I got Sally Hansen, it's Color Therapy Beautifiers Nail Corrector. And I did get it in a color. I'm still kind of unclear what color I got, but it's essentially like a peachy beige color.
Okay.
I want to say I almost used the term nude, but I'm trying to eliminate that color descriptive from my word.
Yeah, it's kind of gone the way of flesh.
Yes, because it's really nude for just white people. Right. So I just want to note that, and that if I say it again, I'm working on changing it. Anyway, so I got it in this kind of peachy beige color, and it looks really nice, and it does smooth out. It like fills in my nail, if that makes sense, and creates like a strong, smooth nail, which I think then in theory you would put your polish on top of, but I've just kind of been wearing it plain. My only beef is that it kind of like chips and peels very quickly. So, so I'm still kind of out on it, but I like it. And I like it so much better than the nail concealer that taunted me on Instagram. So thank you, listeners. This was a really great recommendation. I'm going to keep playing around with it. I got some other Sally Hansen products to talk about down the road that I'm trying out. So in conclusion, this episode is dedicated to Sally Hansen in memoriam.
Wow. That turned out to be much more poetic than I originally thought it was going to be.
I mean, truly, about 5 minutes ago, I didn't even know if Sally Hansen was a real person, but now I'm honoring her.
I love it. Okay, well, should we take a little break?
Yes, because guess what is happening after the break?
Oh, I'm excited.
You know, it's it's Aldi talk.
Aldi.
Okay, be right back.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I like to care for my skin, duh. And It's also something that I do love to kind of like get into the research on.
You do have a curious mind.
Look, I have a curious mind. I can't help it.
You do.
But today's sponsor, OneSkin, has made that easy because they do their own fantastic research for their products. In fact, their products are scientifically validated to improve your skin's health while targeting the root cause of aging. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and they've got several studies to back it up. They also have an amazing new sunscreen.
Ooh, our favorite.
Our fave, it's the OS1 Shield Protect and Repair SPF 30+. It's got the peptide. It's a mineral sunscreen. It's got antioxidants. It comes in tinted and untinted. I mean, like, what can't this thing do? I'm just saying. I love it. It's so easy to use, and I love that it's just like, zoop, and it feels so nice going on. But don't take my word for it. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews and was recently recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands of 2024. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code FOREVER at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code FOREVER. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support your show and tell them we sent you. All right. We heard from so many listeners.
So there is a grocery store called Aldi. I've been pronouncing it wrong. It's A-L-L-D-I, Aldi.
That's how it's pronounced. It's spelled A-L-D-I.
Thank you, Dory. And have you ever been inside of one?
You ask me this literally every time we talk about
it. My brain is diarrhea.
Oh, my God. And every time I say, yeah, I've been in one in Europe.
That's right. We've had this conversation many times. We will have it again, I'm sure.
Oh, gosh.
So we heard from so many listeners about it. And what was really mind-blowing to me is that there is like a whole subculture of Aldi fans. They have a name, they have communities, they have websites. So we're going to learn all about them today. So back in October, we got this text message and I overlooked it. I apologize. But they wrote, "I'm wondering if anyone has written in about Aldi's skincare line, La Cura. I found this Q10 night cream for $4, read some really good reviews while standing in the aisle, and decided to give it a try. We hear about ye old Trader Joe's skincare all the time. And since TJ's and Aldi come from the same parent company, I'm curious if Aldi's skincare is nothing special or it's best kept secret." Okay, so first thing to note, they do not come from the same parent company. That is a oft-repeated myth.
It's a little more complicated than that.
Oh,
actually.
Are you Aldi-splaining me, Dorothy?
I think I am Aldi-splaining you because I read an explainer about this very question. Basically, here's what happened. Aldi started as a grocery store in Germany by brothers. Started by someone, and then the two sons expanded it. And then the brothers had a disagreement and they split the company into Aldi North and Aldi South. So they own and operate Aldi's in Europe and the US. Meanwhile, Trader Joe's starts in California. And then in 1979, Aldi North acquires all Trader Joe's in the US, but they continue to let them operate independently. Then Aldi South is the parent company of Trader Joe's in Europe and Aldi locations in the US. So Aldi North does own Trader Joe's in the US, but the Aldi stores in the US are run by Aldi South.
I'm confused.
It's very confusing. So I think the TLDR is that technically they are not owned by the same company, but Trader Joe's is owned by an Aldi company. It is just not the same Aldi company that owns the Aldi stores in the US. Okay. But the company that owns the Aldi stores in the US owns the Trader Joe's in Europe.
Okay. I think I understand.
So it's a misnomer to say that they are not related at all.
Do we think the skincare is connected in any way?
No, right?
There's no way
Trader Joe's skincare.
Yeah. Listener, we're going to hear from a few other people about this line, but apparently this Aldi La Cura skincare is fantastic.
I would love to try it.
All right. So here's another text we got. "Hi, Kate. Important text here. We call ourselves Aldi nerds, and I hope you become one." Oh, again, this person says, "Also, Aldi and TJ's are somewhat cousins, I think, so I'm sure you'd love it. Let us know when you take your first walk down the Aisle of Shame." Now, have you heard of the Aisle of Shame?
No.
So when this listener wrote that, I was like, are they just saying, like, is this one listener calling Aldi the Aisle of Shame? And then I Googled Aldi Aisle of Shame, and it's this whole thing.
Wow.
So I read on the website, almost all Aldi.com, quote, "At its most basic, the Aisle of Shame is just that fifth aisle at most Aldi stores where they stock most of the new random Aldi finds of the week, as well as those left over from weeks gone by. Depending on the week, you might find anything from a cast iron French oven to a giant bucket of dog treats to a Christmas cactus, and so much more." So there is a website that's about Aldi nerds, which is what people call themselves. We were wrong to say Aldi heads.
Just make up Aldi heads.
I did, and I was close, but you are actually called Aldi nerds. And there's a website called isleofshame.com and also something called thealdinerd.com. And that website has a Facebook group of over 1.3 million members.
Wow.
I mean, okay. Moving on. Do you want to read this email? We've got two long emails about just rambling on about Aldi.
All right. Aldi is wonderful. I live in a fairly small town with limited shopping options. No Target, no Trader Joe's, etc. And going to Aldi is truly a highlight of my week these days. I do most of my grocery shopping there. The fresh produce is excellent. The cheese selection is amazing. And you can find most baking staples and canned goods there. They also bring in new items weekly, so it's always a surprise what will be available. I've bought houseplants, winter boots, home decor, kids' toys, and more. Now, in regards to beauty items, the beauty section is pretty small, but there are some treasures. I really like both of the Lacura face washes, which I think are Clean and Clear, and Neutrogena face wash, Aldi branded. And also, if you can find the Little Journey healing ointment in the baby section, it is a dupe for Aquaphor. Ooh, I could gush about Aldi all day, but definitely would encourage everybody to go check it out. Oh, also, the Aldi workers are great, and their checkout lines are so efficient. Love the pod, and hi to all the other Aldi nerds out there.
It sounds like Costco.
It sounds like Costco plus Trader Joe's plus like the Christmas tree shops.
Yeah, plus Walmart. Like houseplants, winter boots, home decor, kids' toys. You're not getting mad at a Trader Joe's. I'm intrigued.
No. All right. Hi, Kate and Dory. Okay, Aldi, where do I begin? Oh, I know. First, bring a quarter with you because you need that for the cart. Don't worry, you'll get it back when you return your cart to the cart corral. That's one way Aldi saves money and helps you get your daily steps in. After you get your cart, you'll be able to sanitize it. At least in Chicago during the pandemic, all of the stores have sanitizing wipes and hand sanitizer at the entrances. Everyone is also masked all the time. You'll notice most things are a generic brand. Most of the generic items are great. Some of the products are gnarly, like any grocery store. Aldi also focuses on seasonal items Aldi finds and has limited availability of certain things, like their delicious holiday truffle goat cheese. You'll also notice that everything is displayed in its packaging. No fancy display cases here. You honestly won't find better prices anywhere else on most items. Particular areas of savings for me are organic produce, pantry items like tortillas, baking supplies, gluten-free items, frozen vegetables, full-fat dairy, and baby stuff. Over the last few years, Aldi has been trying to expand its footprint, which is why you are seeing them more across the nation. Shopping at Aldi for grocery/household needs helps me save so that I can purchase my meat from a local farm and support my local CSA. I appreciate a traditional grocery store. Shout out to the Jewels every now and then. But Aldi is my go-to. If you're in the Chicago area, you can go to both Aldi and Trader Joe's on Clybourne in Lincoln Park.
Okay. Wait, also, have you ever heard of Jewels?
No.
I love regional grocery stores. This is like my favorite. That's got to be a Midwestern thing.
Totally. Okay, here's some more tips. Bring your own bags or be prepared to pay for them. This is what I remember. Me. Now this is Dory talking. This is what I remember from when I went to Aldi like 20 years ago.
In Europe.
Have I mentioned that I went in Europe?
I'll forget. So let's reiterate it.
You'll also get an arm workout by packing up your own groceries in the bagging area. Take your cart to your car. Empty it, return the cart, and get your quarter back. Now you can go home knowing you've saved some dough. I've been incredibly impressed by Aldi's corporate response to COVID, but they are on Instacart for pickup/delivery. I'm thrilled you mentioned Aldi on the pod. It's such a treasure.
This person loves Aldi.
And has a lot of Aldi tips.
They basically feel about Aldi the way I feel about Costco.
Yes. I sense a similar level of like fanatic devotion.
Yes. There are definitely like in Googling and in looking on Instagram, there are like Isle of Shame Instagrams. Like this does seem to have a real kind of cult grocery store vibe, which I love. All right. And the last message we received that we're going to share kind of answers the first text we got, which is this. My 35-year-old husband uses the Aldi Lacura night cream every night without fail, and his skin is amazing. I, a woman, on the other hand, don't do anything to my face except wash it every night. I really need to start a self-care routine like he has. Anyway, the cream is only like $6 or $7 a jar. Aldi is also amazing for food. Lots of natural and organic options as well. Well, there you have it. The experts have spoken.
There you go. Indeed.
And with that, our Aldi deep dive is complete for this week.
This week.
Next week in the Aldi corner. I forget that Dory's been to an Aldi. I need to try it out. Maybe I'll do like a, I'm trying not to use Instacart, but maybe I'll do some sort of order, or I'll dip a toe into a grocery store. When it feels safe, I'll go to the skincare aisle and I'll get this cream. And whatever's in the Isle of Shame, some winter boots, cactus. All right, Dory, it's break time.
Let's break it up.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hey, marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places, using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast the net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners. So there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
Okay, so we got a question from a listener down under.
We sure did.
Hi, Kat and Dor. It's Tanya from Melbourne, Australia. This is my second message. I feel like my first message I really rushed because I was surprised that I got connected. Not that I don't know that phones work, but anyway. Kate, you mentioned in Smell You Later episode that you were doing your routine and used the new face. And I am interested in a new face, the little tool that you use, if that's the one you're talking about. But I'm scared that I'll treat it like a, pay for it like a gym membership and use it for a week and never use it again. And I'm thinking that you need to be consistent with it. I would love some feedback on that, if you have any. Thanks, girls, for what you do. I think you're ace. Stay safe. Lots of love.
Hello, listener. So let's talk about the new face. Okay, so new face actually sent us each a new face trinity. Very lucky.
They did. It's true.
And I had also had one in the past. And I think you were right about all the things. So I actually do think that the new face does, the new face is a microcurrent device. And it's a pretty, I know there are like 8 million devices out there. I think this one has a pretty reputable reputation. Is that redundant? Reputable reputation?
No.
It's not redundant. So when I ask, estheticians, dermatologists, like RNs at my dermatologist's office, the general vibe is that the new face does work in that it does kind of, it can smooth out your skin. It can lift. A lot of people use it for dark circles under their eyes. It can kind of depuff your face, all these things, but consistency is the key to success. And like equating it to a gym membership is brilliant, because that is, I think, what happens with a lot of these things. So I really like it. And I've been trying to use it every night, because I finally was like, I have this amazing product. Why am I just letting it sit here? Like, I need to get on it. And I really like it. I also just like the practice of like every night I just rub a machine around on my head. You're going to need to use a, oh my gosh, why am I blanking on what it's called?
The gel?
Yes, you need to use a conductive gel. I would do some Googling in this area, because New Face makes their own conductive gels, which they say are like going to give you the best results. I use Aloe because it's much cheaper, but there is an argument specifically made from, I believe, the company that like you'd be better off using their conductive gel. So, but you do need a gel. Don't use it with like your skincare oils. Use it with a conductive gel.
Excuse me. Definitely don't use it with oils.
No. But I'll keep reporting back, because I've only been at it for consistently every night. It only takes about 5 minutes. It could not be easier. It's just another step. And like sometimes you just want to crawl into bed. So.
Ain't that the truth?
Ain't that the truth? But I do like it. So if you can commit to it and you are willing to spend the money because it's an expensive product, I think it's kind of great. That's okay. My answer. That's my answer so far. I'll report back.
All right.
Final voicemail. And I did just want to flag it. It's about pregnancy. And so if that's not something you want to hear about, you might just want to tune out now.
Hi, Kat and Dora. This is Christine from North Carolina. I'm a longtime listener and first-time caller, so this feels odd. I feel like I'm calling my best friend. I'm very excited.
You are. Hi.
So my husband and I are pregnant with our first child, so we will be having, I've heard, a coronial. I don't know if I'll tell my child that. But anyway, I am deathly terrified of childbirth, which I'm assuming is normal. So I'm calling to ask if you have any advice, or really, like, what knowledge do you wish you had before giving birth to your kids? And what products did you guys absolutely have to have during your pregnancy? Anyways, I love the podcast. Thank you so much for working so hard on it. It's helped me get through this really rough year. Love you both so much. Thanks. Bye.
Well, first of all, congratulations.
Coronial. I love that.
Yeah, what? I don't know what that means.
Like instead of a millennial, a coronavirus baby, a coronial.
Oh, I thought it was some like pregnancy term I'd never heard of. And I was like, oh, I hope she's okay.
I mean, I did have to Google it.
Oh, okay. Do you have tips?
No, I've been trying to think of products that I had to have during pregnancy. And like the only thing that popped into my head was Wheat Thins.
Wheat Thins.
You don't really rub them on your face or your body, but you rub them inside your mouth and they're delicious. You know,
Wheat Thins are delicious. It's true.
They were so delicious. I'm not sure. It's been so long since I had kids.
Mm.
You're our more recent birther. That sounded
birther
horrible.
Has a bad connotation.
I know, that was the wrong word.
Well, first of all, yeah, you know what? Childbirth is scary. Like,
yeah, yeah.
I'm not going to downplay it, especially when it's your first time and you have no idea kind of what to expect. And I also feel like it's one of those things where, like, no matter how much you read or how much you talk to people, there's like everyone's birth is different and there's no real way to like fully prepare yourself. Now, that said, I think there are some things that you can do. Like, I do think it is useful to talk to people and hear about people, different people's experiences, but not if it's going to just make you more anxious, because like, quite honestly, like a lot of people don't have like, you know, euphoric birth experiences for various reasons. And like, that's okay. I know I didn't. I don't think you did, at least with your first, Kate.
Oh, no. Nope.
You know, so it just, I just kind of went into it thinking like, I'm going to trust my doctor and, you know, trust that I'm in capable hands and kind of go with it. But it wasn't like a great experience.
I ended up, because I had such a traumatizing first birth, I ended up working with a really wonderful doula who also does kind of like somatic therapy. And I think working through your fears or nerves or different scenarios about childbirth with a therapist is really helpful. Because you can, it's a safe space. It's not, you're not working with someone who like is just going to give you all the scenario. I think there's a difference between like taking a childbirth class and learning all the things that could happen and then working through your fears and anxieties and different circumstances with a professional therapist. So I would take care of your like mental health on this and really like talk it out and work with a professional about it.
Yeah, I think that's probably better advice.
No, I think you give lovely advice.
I mean, okay. I guess also to the second part of your question, what were some things that that were helpful during my pregnancy? Oh, I actually have a good one. The chewable Tums.
Yes, 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 yes. Those are my favorite.
They taste like candy. Mm-hmm. They come in like, okay, they're called Chewy Bites.
So cute. So cute.
They are cute and they come in like berry flavors. So it really tastes like you're eating candy. But especially in like, especially towards the end, I would say the last like 6 to 8 weeks of my pregnancy, my heartburn got pretty bad. And these were a lifesaver. So definitely get some of those on hand.
Did you use a sleep pillow? That really helped me.
You know, I didn't. I had one and I just like, I couldn't get comfortable on it. But my prenatal yoga teacher had some good advice about sleep. Like I slept on my side with a pillow in between my legs and then like one of my arm kind of extended above my head.
Mm.
And that was like kind of
comfy.
That it was actually really comfortable. I would say, oh, prenatal yoga. I know you probably can't go in person right now, but if you can find some online classes, I would highly recommend prenatal yoga.
Maybe if you have a partner or someone you trust also who could just like massage you with some nice oils.
Yeah, totally. But I'd love to hear from other listeners about these topics. So. Please.
All right, Dory. We're going to wrap it up there. See you in the Isle of Shame.
All right. See you there.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.